The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, if you're listening to Dermot and Dave last week, you'd have heard our own series producer here, Mary Carroll, talking about her own wedding plans been disrupted from the summer. But she is hoping to go ahead with a small ceremony in our local coffee shop. I wonder how many people are going to be going to extremes like that, or how many people are worried about the potential loss of deposits, or when they're going to be able to redo their wedding, or if they'll be allowed to do it at all during the summer. And as it happens, the Health Minister, Simon Harris, today said that the government is working on more detailed guidance that it'll announce about weddings over the last few weeks. But he added the caveat that it's highly unlikely 100 people will be allowed at a wedding by July. We are joined by Sharon McNeil, who is wedding planner at sharonmcneil.ie. And Sharon, as things stand, when are weddings allowed to take place publicly again from?
Well, we're still, hi Matt, we're still waiting to get clarification on exactly when, like, the registry offices will reopen. They're currently closed, so even if people were looking to get their paperwork or their give their 3 months notification, they can't do it at the moment. So we have petitioned the government to find out, like, more detail, I suppose, which is why Simon Harris has come out with the kind of update today about the 100 people. So we don't have a definite date, and I suppose because it's a changing situation on a daily basis, we do have to kind of take it day by day at the moment.
I see small weddings, of course, are going to be permitted by phase four, but it's the definition of a small wedding which is the problem. A small social gathering by family and close friends. How many would that be? And it also just strikes me as I say that couldn't take place before the hairdressers are open, because there is no way that weddings will be going on before people can get back to the hairdressers.
No, I don't think any of us want to see that trend as a new wedding trend for the year with all the roots out. But people want to make it special, and people have put so much effort into it, and it's such a special day for families, and probably more so now because a lot of us haven't seen our families since this all happened. And so the gathering of a small wedding might actually be the first time they might be together and be hugging again. And so it will be a very emotional setting. But, I mean, realistically, I don't think any of us in the wedding industry expected to get back to weddings of 100 or more before even October or November, to be honest. Because if you think about it, we've only just moved into phase one and we can meet up to 4 people outside. Whereas if you're talking about having events indoors, you know, by the time it moves through the phases, we really won't have anything. I think if you get to 50 people by August, we'd be lucky.
So Sharon, what do the people then who have booked, who might say, well, okay, we'll wait a few months or we'll wait a year, is it going to be that easy for them? Because are they going to find that maybe the venue that they'd booked simply won't have something available for them or won't be suitable to their size because of social distancing requirements?
Yeah, I mean, the hardest thing for people, for anybody rescheduling, whether it's because of the coronavirus or any other personal issues previously, would always be to try and get all your suppliers that you have booked to date available on the same date next year. So what we are seeing, I suppose, up until recently, before we moved into the peak months of May, June, July and August, people were holding tough to see could they still have it this summer. But now that you're getting into that peak season, all those people are going to have to reschedule for next year. So you may find that people are going for a Thursday for next year in the same venue and the same suppliers, just to get everybody together on the same date. Because if you can reschedule everybody, then you negate the losses of any deposits you have to give up or anything like that. And the suppliers and venues are being fantastic with facilitating people. But what we're also seeing is the traditional, say, off-peak months. So maybe your February's, your March, April, October's, November's, which would be a slower month for the wedding industry, they are being booked up now for next year. So people who are having to move
Sharon,
this summer.
There's a good reason why those are slower months. It's usually the Irish weather, though, isn't it?
Well, you know, you'd be surprised. I have had better days with couples where we've had ceremonies outside in February and October. I actually had a wedding about 2 years ago in October, and we had an ice cream van, the vintage parlour, outside the church waiting to give people donuts and ice cream because it was glorious. So we're Ireland. We know the weather is not predictable, you know, so you could be as likely to get a terrible day in the summer as you would any other time. So maybe this might actually expand the wedding year from now on for people. And it also, a lot of the venues or suppliers might have special offers on those months. So people might actually be able to save themselves a bit of money if they are moving from the summer of this year to, say, spring of next year.
You mentioned suppliers. Just give me a list of the type of people that you would have on a supplier's, because we've already mentioned the hairdressers. The hair and makeup, I know, is a major issue for a lot of people. A friend of mine, Paddy Sheary, who looks after wedding clothes, he has lots of suits for men which haven't been claimed because of he has, obviously, these weddings have been put off to later in the year or next year. So yeah. The tailors have a supply. Who else would be the suppliers for a wedding?
Well, you're talking, I mean, if you start in the morning, you're talking hair and makeup, you're talking about the people who have the cars to bring the bridal parties and the wedding parties from their own location to the ceremony location. You're talking about the celebrants and the solemnizers who would have been doing it. Obviously, everybody who would be involved with the actual attire, and not just for the couple, but for all the guests that would be there, the milliners who would be designing the hats, shoe shops, anything and everything you can think of, you know, photographers, videographers, the music, you know, the sound engineers, lighting people, staging, depending on what people are doing with their weddings, even people
you
who
make
are
it sound
fireworks.
Like a very big production, Sharon, that you organise.
Even the smaller ones have a lot of moving parts. So there's a lot of people who are involved in the industry in Ireland, and as I said, it's not just the couples in Ireland, but people coming into Ireland as a destination wedding. It's a huge business for Ireland and ties in very much with the tourism industry. So there's a huge cohort of us who are dying to get back, but back in a safe way.
And Sharon, actually, you've just raised an interesting point there, because, you know, you hear a lot of Irish people going off from foreign weddings, but do you get an awful lot of people coming to Ireland to get married, be it Irish people who might be living overseas who decide they want to come back for family reasons before they go off to wherever they've emigrated to? Or do you have people from other countries who just fancy Ireland as a location somewhere different, despite the higher costs we might have here?
Yeah, both are kind of the main reasons that people come back into Ireland. But there's a huge amount of people, particularly from America, a lot of people who would either have an Irish roots and have always wanted to come back to Ireland to get married, and they love the castle because they don't have it over there, and we have stunning ones that are world renowned. And you have those people coming back, but you also, as you said, have people who maybe in the recession and stuff like that went abroad to find work, met a partner over there and are dying to bring them back to show them the best of Ireland. And they really want it to be a destination then for people. So they're bringing their guests in for a week, for 2 weeks. People are coming in and they're going to the wedding, but then they're spending 2 or 3 weeks touring the country. So people sometimes forget that it is actually a big tourism drive into Ireland as well. And even from the UK, and like I'd have clients in Switzerland and Singapore who would come in to Ireland to get married, because they just love the hospitality here, and you can't beat the Irish wedding for the crack.
Okay, just to finish, Sharon McNeil, some people are fortunate enough to have had insurance cover to actually allow them to roll things on. Others maybe not so, and are relying on the goodwill of all the suppliers. What are you telling people if they have weddings still that they haven't postponed for June, July or August? Would you be recommending to them now that they move them on to a later part of the year or into next year?
I would, because one of the biggest things that's causing stress and anxiety and upset for people is the unknown. So we don't know yet. We're waiting for the government to give us exact details and things like that. And even at that, it might change. So what I've been advising all of my couples or anybody who needs some advice, you know, is make the decision. Take the control back into your own hands. Make the decision to postpone. That way you can get ahead of everybody else who's looking at dates next year. You can try and get all your suppliers to be available on the same date, which means it's very little hassle except just to move the date. And then look at it as being something exciting. So you can then get rid of the stress, get rid of the emotion, get rid of the arguments, and you can look forward to the wedding that's going to be next year. And then you've more time then to do all your DIY and getting ahead of yourself. And do mark the day as well for whatever date you had this year. Have a bit of fun with it. Like the kids who are doing the communions and everything, you can see them doing loads of stuff and getting dressed up. So take a leaf out of their book and still mark the day and keep it positive.
Sharon McNeil, wedding planner at sharonmcneil.ie. Thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.